Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party promised me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Shall we fight them all? X's Buchanan. Now, if you are watching The Usual Suspects on Fox News, F-A-U-X, faux news, fake news, then you know that they have been, since the dawn of the Trump presidency, been cheerleading for a war with the Russians, been cheerleading for a war with the Syrians, and been cheerleading for a war with Iran. Actually, the bloodlust for a war with Iran goes back almost, it's longer than a decade. It goes all the way back to 2000. And now they're about to get their way. These are, ladies and gentlemen, dudes, this is dangerous times we live in. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. Not only are there radical wackos out there, apostate, diabolical, demon-inspired Fruit Loops, there are also their counterparts in the military-industrial complex who see no problem whatsoever with drafting and conscripting, and this will happen to our daughters too, America's young men and young women, and embroiling them in what's going to amount to World War III. Now, if you think that that's far-fetched, then you don't understand what's going on out there. Our Congress and our president basically just told the Russian Federation, hey, Putin, you're evil. We hate you. You're a threat to us. We're going to put sanctions on your stupid country. And we're going to try to force you into a land war with us. Finally, we get to fight you darned Ruskies. You. Newsflash, Decepticons. They're not commies anymore. They're not communists anymore, you buffoon. For the most part, as a matter of fact, they fancy themselves as Christians. They fancy themselves as people that are trying to restore a government that honors Christian orthodoxy. And you know what? They're doing pretty good at it. This is why we must attack. And this is why the Congress has now been rallied to the cause, because the Masons demand it. Russia must not be allowed to go orthodox, because if she goes orthodox and she starts really plumbing the depths of orthodoxy, of Christian orthodoxy, as Chesterton called it, what will many of those people ultimately find themselves doing? They'll find themselves exploring and then being intrigued by and then being inspired by and then being attracted to and then being having to answer the ultimate question in a matter of faith. What's that, Mike? How, knowing what I've now studied, reflecting upon what I've now reflected upon, and walked back through the arc of world history, how do I now not join the church and practice the faith. And go to the weekly reenactment, if not more often, of the Last Supper, Holy Thursday. How do I do that? This is what they fear. And this is why Mammon has been rushed into action here. And don't we always seem to come riding up at a time when some country has a Christian population that needs a correcting?